All right, Lady Chieftains with the ball. They're going to inbound. They got to go the length of the court. Long pass down the court. Lacey Howell's got it. She'll take it to the hoop. She scores! 54-48 on the touchdown pass. And a foul on Tanisha Begay. With a minute and four to go in the game. Wow, give Chantel Gray some Brett Favre points. She did the long pass to Lacey Howe. She caught it in stride. Two bounces and a layup. On the line is Kaylee Yepper, and her shot is up and it's in. 49-54 with a minute and four to go. No more timeouts for Sandia Prep. Second shot is up and it's in. So some clutch free throws from Yepa for Sandia Prep. They get it inbounds to Howe. Howe dribbling up the court. Now back to Gray. Gray is going to draw the foul, and Whitney Owens came in the game just to foul Gray, and they're going to send Chantel Gray to the line. I don't know if they know how well a free throw shooter Chantel Gray is. 54-50. We're under a minute now. 59 seconds left in the game. First shot is up, and it's in. So they foul Chantel Gray, thinking that she might not make the free throws. It's a five-point lead for the Lady Chieftains. Still a two-possession game, though. Second shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound, Sandia Prep. They're going to push up the court. Marty Yepa. Yepa, top of the key. Yepa gives it to Kaylee Yepa. And now Marty Yepa. And a traveling violation. It's a turnover. Shiprock's got an inbound now. Coming in the game is Whitney Owens. She'll sit trainer down for a Sandia Prep. They get it in. Tanisha Begay gets it to Howe. Howe fakes and then dribbles. And then the fouled by Marty Yepa. 45 seconds left in the game. I don't know how Coach Lawrence and Henderson keeps his cool on the sideline. I really don't. I'm sitting here and I'm bouncing my knee underneath the table. I'm like a nervous wreck. Hal's going to get two. She makes the front end and it's 56-50. Lady Chieftains. Lady Chieftains came back from a six-point deficit in the first half. Second one is off the front of the rim. No good. 40 seconds now. Pushing up the court is Yepa. They're going to give it to Trainer. Trainer's going to try to put a three up. It's no good. Rebound, Shiprock. Gray's got it. Up the court to Begay. Begay's going to be fouled, and Tanisha Begay will go to the line with 30 seconds to go in the game. And that's going to be the fifth foul for Mari Yepa. Mari Yepa fouls out of the game. 56-50. 30.7 on the clock. Wow. Fans are, I tell you what, Shiprock fans are still packed in here on this side of the, I believe that's the west side of the, yeah, but it's the west side of the pit. And they clear the lanes. So Tanisha Begay will get two shots. First shot is up and it's good. And this game came down to free throw shooting. I'll tell you what. Both teams ended up in a 1-1 early, late in the third quarter, I believe. Begay, second shot is up and it's good. 58-50, 30 seconds to go in the game. Pushing up the court. Yepa, that is Kaylee Yepa. She just got some light pressure. Trainer's going to try it, and a traveling violation turns it over. I just thought it was really cool that Artesia Bulldogs were saying, go Lady Chieftains. 20 seconds to go, and a foul's going to send Lacey Howe to the line. 19 seconds to go. And that was an intentional, that wasn't, it was, obviously it was intentional, but They were telling the girl to go pick her up, and the coach coached his player, said, go help her up after she fouled her. Lacey Howe's shot is up, and it's no good. Couple of more players coming in. It's Peters is going to come in. Sakoti's going to come in. Tanisha Begay's going to sit. Gould's going to come in. Begay's going to come in. Harvey's going to come in. They're going to sit the starters. Or sit the girls that have been playing. Not all of them were starters. But Lacey Howe, 19 seconds left in the game. She gets another one, and it's good. It's a 9-point lead. Time out. Coach Henderson. Full timeout. We'll take you back to the studio for 40 seconds. The end of the game is coming up right here on the Vertical Sports Game of the Week.
You're listening to the Vertical Sports Game of the Week, awarded best sports play-by-play broadcast from the New Mexico Broadcasters Association.
Dr. Jack Smalley is a sponsor.